Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. Happy May. I can't believe it's already May 1st. It's going to be a beautiful day out today. So I hope you get out and enjoy yourself. So May is a big month. It's you know, it's our springtime. It's beautiful weather. But we also celebrate a lot of health awareness months. And May is Stroke Awareness Month. And my guest today is Jean Dubois, and she is from our Good Shepherd Inpatient Rehab. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good.
So we are in May, right?
Yes.
And this is your month. And I say it's your month because you're here today to talk about the stroke support group, correct?
Yes, I am.
So, you know, thank you so much for doing that. Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself, about how long you've been at Way Memorial and your kind of role at Good Shepherd? Because you've been with us for a while now.
I've been here for 32 years, and I've worked on Good Shepherd for ever since it's opened. I'm the PPS coordinator, and I also facilitate the stroke support group and the Parkinson's support group.
Right. So thank you for all of that, because, you know, that goes sometimes above and beyond your full-time job here, because being a facilitator for a support group really takes a lot of caring, a lot of motivation, a lot of dedication. So thank you for that. I know I really appreciate all the work that you do with the support groups here.
Thank you.
So, you know, your stroke support group are a great group of people. You always talk about them. So I think, you know, it's really important to get that information out there, because I think, you know, we know that people in our community struggle post-stroke. So, you know, Way Memorial is a primary stroke center. So they may come here for treatment. They may go to our Good Shepherd inpatient rehab for therapy. But some people may not, and they may not be aware of our support group. So can you tell our audience a little bit about that? When did it start? How many members do you have right now?
Yes, we started back in 2010, I believe. And we meet the second Thursday of the month at 4:30. And one of the reasons we meet at 4:30 is because one of the complaints is the stroke survivors are tired. They get easily fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet monthly. If a meeting's canceled due to weather or something, we'll hold it the next week, just because they need that socialization.
Right. Right. And, you know, that's that time frame that you brought up, that 4:30, it's also maybe helpful too, is if one of the individuals who had the stroke may need a family member to bring them, correct?
Yes.
That it may be easier, more convenient, you know, if someone had to work and drive them afterwards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's held here at Good Shepherd Inpatient
Yes.
Rehab, right?
Yep. It's held in our dining room. And we also offer Zoom if someone is unable to come in person because of COVID. We
right.
do offer that option also. But everyone does come in person because they like to connect with everybody and check to make sure everybody's doing okay in their recovery.
Right, which is so wonderful. And of course, the group is free of charge. There's no charge to attend the group.
Correct.
And I'm going to ask you again later on, but if someone's just listening and maybe they need to jump off, you know, before the show is over, is there a phone number that they can call to get more information about the stroke support group?
Yes, it's 570-253-8395.
Okay. So, you know, the next question that I have for you is, who should attend the support group?
Anyone who has suffered from a stroke, their family. Any family members can come to the group, their caregiver, or anyone who's interested in getting information about stroke.
Okay. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they have just had a stroke recently, because there's some people that may have done well for the first 6 months or 9 months, but then all of a sudden they think, I think I want to talk to someone. Can they come?
Absolutely.
So it's kind of a revolving circle. You can kind of come and go whenever you want.
Yes, you can.
Right. That's really great. I know you've had many success stories to helping individuals who have had stroke. Can you kind of share maybe one or two without giving any names away, or, you know, or what you feel is so enlightening for you and so rewarding?
One of the gentlemen that come, he had a bad stroke 8 years ago, and it took him 2 years to come to the group. And once he came to the group and saw what it was about, he's been coming faithfully ever since then. And then we have another gentleman who comes to the group who had white jacket syndrome, as you would say. And now ever since his stroke, he's seeing doctors, he's getting his therapy. He's come to the group and he checks on everybody in the group to make sure everybody's doing okay. And he just wants everyone to come to the support group so they can get the education.
Right. And that's, you know, we do two things here at Way Memorial Hospital. Well, we do many things at Way Memorial Hospital. When it comes to stroke, we treat people. We're a primary stroke center. The second part is if they did have a stroke, we do the rehab and stuff like that. And then the third thing is the support. So it's really an overall complete package that we can help someone with. But what I also want to kind of express is the line that you said, that white coat syndrome and people afraid to go to the doctor to see if there is something wrong. We also like to work on prevention. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
And that's really important. So when we talk about stroke, because we're going to talk about the support group again in a couple of minutes, but when we talk about stroke and stroke prevention, are there certain things that people could look for in order to see if they're at risk for a stroke?
Yes, there's a phrase that we use a lot, and it's called FAST. If you feel you're having any kind of face drooping, arm numbness, difficulties with your speech, and also T is for time. You want to call the doctor or go to the hospital as soon as possible so you can get the best treatment.
Right. So those are things for individuals out there that may be listening, that if you think someone has had a stroke, those mm-hmm. are things you can look for.
Yes.
And I know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we do our Together for Health school program for the 7th and 10th graders. And last year we talked about stroke for all of them. And it was amazing to see their response and how positive they were to learn about those signs in case of a family member or even a schoolmate that may be having a stroke, and how important it is to know what's going on.
Yes, and we are having people come to the group that have had strokes younger in age. We've had a 30-year-old who had a stroke. We've had people from their 30s to their 70s who've had strokes. So it hits at all ages.
And I think that was something really surprising that the students found out, is like, because one questions we asked, we're like, who can have strokes? And of course, it's mostly older people, my grandmother, my grandpa, my grandparent, you know what I mean? And then we had talked to them and showed them videos of young people their age, 16 years old, that have had a stroke. And I think very important what you mentioned about FAST. T is probably the most important one out of all of them.
Yes.
Is time. It's because, as we know, the quicker somebody gets treatment, the better the outcome usually, right?
Yes.
What about some of medical risk factors that people can really prevent or try to work on?
Okay. High blood pressure, smoking. One of our group members was a 5-pack-a-day smoker.
Wow.
And is no longer smoking now, so that's huge. Diabetes, high cholesterol, and overweight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And these are all what we call preventable or
yes.
manageable
mm-hmm.
Risk factors that people can do, which is so important. So coming back to your support group, you meet again on the
second Thursday of every month at 4:30.
Okay. And with the Zoom option, which is
yes.
really nice, because maybe even somebody doesn't have a ride or they can't get out that night,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, some, I wouldn't say positive things, but some somewhat good things happened out of COVID, because now we do have that virtual option for many people, to get the support that they need.
Yes.
Which is so good. What about guest speakers? Do you have guest speakers come to your group?
We do have guest speakers. We've had physical therapists, speech therapists, occupational doc. We've had different doctors come and speak to the group. We've had people in the community come and speak. And at least four times a year, we like to do a meeting where it's a check-in. The caregivers go off and talk amongst themselves, and the stroke survivors go off and talk in a circle and learn from each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm really glad you brought up that point because, you know, yes, when someone has a stroke, the person who had the stroke, yes, it immediately affects them. You know, it is, you know, they're something they're working with. But all the caregivers that are involved with that individual, it's so important that they talk to you, to yes. talk to others, right? To learn.
Yes, because, yes, their loved one had the stroke, but they also had the stroke because they are now experiencing being the one who has to take care of everything mm-hmm. and make sure that their loved one's getting the care that they need. Mm-hmm. But they also have to take care of themselves and advocate for them both.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you see many different levels of individuals who had strokes. Like, for example, some people may have no long-lasting effect from a stroke, which is the best-case scenario. And then you have individuals that may have some restrictions, and then some may have even more after that. So this group is really for anyone, correct?
Yes. Even our group is also open to people who've had traumatic brain injuries. Because there are similar similarities, and they learn from each other. And one of our members say they get frustrated when people say, oh, you had a stroke. It's more of a brain injury. So they say, no, I've had a brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they prefer that.
Right. But you're so right, because for individuals that may not know, but stroke is something that happens in the brain.
Yes.
Right. And as most of us do know, that the brain controls basically our whole body and all the functions that we do on a daily basis.
Yes.
Great. What about some challenges with the support group? Any out there?
Sometimes getting different speakers,
mm-hmm.
getting it out there that there is a support group.
Mm-hmm.
And they all support each other. It's like a family.
Mm-hmm.
But and we do encourage people to come. They don't have to speak or anything like that just because they're very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them, you know, come to the group, just kind of listen. And if you want to talk to somebody, you can. But don't feel you have to, you know, share your story right away because it's mm-hmm. very nerve-wracking.
It is. And it's very scary.
Yes.
You know, and but I know, I mean, I used to run the diabetes support group many years. What I love so much about it is the connection that people make when they come.
Yes.
You know, those of you can't see, but Janine has a big smile on her face because we know that that is so important. And even if it's one other person, what a difference that makes for that individual, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what other recommendations or success stories that you may have for our listeners today? What phone number can they call you again at if they're listening?
570-253-8395. And another success story, we had a lady come to our group who was in a wheelchair. She had a really bad stroke, went through the whole process, and our other member saw her walking into physical therapy 2 weeks ago, and it brought tears to his eyes because the progress that he has been able to see with her as a group member was just amazing. And he was very touched by how much dedication she's putting towards her recovery.
Right. And again, that is something that you cannot put a price on, and how valuable that support is for that individual and for the whole group overall. So Janine, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. You know, if we get one or two new members in your support group, I think this show is worth doing.
Absolutely.
And before I forget, May is Stroke Awareness Month. We are going to be having a display in the lobby during the month of May. We're not sure exactly what date, but look for that. We're going to have success stories of some of your stroke survivors from your support group, correct?
Yes.
And we're going to have, so look for their stories out there, and as well as information at health fairs that we're going to be out and about in. So again, Janine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for joining me today, and have a great day.